Father, we worship you.
The everlasting Savior, the faithful Father,
to walk in our midst, to reign in our midst, to rule in our midst, to judge in our midst. Oh Lord, our Father, prima koshe kereba makose kaya.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, as you break forth into our midst, let nothing hinder you, O Lord, by your power of your grace and mercy. Let nothing hinder you from touching every life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, be gracious to us today. Be gracious to us. Let all that have been closed break forth. Head that has been blocked, destiny that has been closed up, womb that has been locked up, by the authority of the word of God. By the name of Jesus, we break, we command right now, break forth. Every hand that have been tied, that cannot move forward, lives that have been made to stand still, to be in the same position, in the power of the Spirit of the Lord, we command right now, break off! Every life that has been in caricature of God's purpose, that have been living in the shadow in the shadow of God's plan. He has not come to reality of the purpose of God. And all the while, since the beginning of the year, the enemy has been threatening, the enemy has been harassing, the enemy has been pursuing. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we turn the table against the enemy. We turn the table. We turn the table. We turn the table against the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, Lord, we are receiving grace and the strength from your presence. Thank you, because there shall be a divine solution. There shall be a divine help. There shall be a divine grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen and amen. I want to implore you. I'm receiving strength for every life. I'm receiving strength in the name of the Lord Jesus for you. And I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading. It's a plead. When you know what pleading means, I'm begging you. You please avoid distractions. Avoid distractions. If anyone is talking to you besides you, leave that person. Leave him. If anyone is playing with a phone, leave that person. We are going to intercede. That is the first thing we are going to do before we. There are so many things that the Holy Spirit has revealed. So many things. I'm just trusting. But I trust him. Anywhere we stop, then by the grace of God, he will continue to lead us. We're going to rise, all of us, we're going to rise. Esther. In the book of Esther chapter 8, verse 5. Says something. Esther chapter 8, verse 5 says, how can I endure? 8:6, check 6. Go 6. Well, let's leave 5. For how can I endure to see the heap that shall come unto my people? How can I endure to see the evil that shall come upon my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction? Of my kindred. We are standing and interceding this morning over every life that the power of the enemy has determined to destroy. In any way, we're going to overtake the wicked in all form, in all ramifications. We're going to overrun the wicked. Whosoever that is having judgment hanging upon his life, or the spirit of the enemy is hovering over his destiny, over his life, we're going to overtake the enemy on every side. That is the first prayer we're going to face this morning before we begin to pray for ourselves. Because how can I, if Esther, when she was a queen, and he said, how can I endure to see evil that will happen over my brother, over my sister? No, I cannot permit it. I will not cooperate with the devil over this matter. I will not identify with the devil. I will not permit whosoever that the enemy determined to eliminate or to pursue in any way on any side, by the authority of the Lord, we are
gathering together. We are here together to stand as a church, the pillar of the truth, to decree that who the church of God is against the counsel of the wicked. We are against the enemy. We are against the wicked power. We are against the forces of hell. The church is against it. We will not permit evil. We will not reject. We will reject. We reject the plan. We overrule. We overthrow. We condemn it. We bring every determining purpose. Every determining purpose from the pit of hell. We bring them to destruction. Every determining counsel. We paralyze. We overrule. In the name of Jesus. Whosoever. 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 Whether small or big. Rakatabarabakosheke. Brobos. Randa yakata. Moroseke likadaba. Mrakatakadiakatayakaya. I cannot endure to see the evil. I cannot permit the evil. I cannot endure to see an evil over any of these brethren, over any of my brother, over any of my sister, over any of my people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatsoever is going to come, we crush it down. We crush it down. Whatsoever that has been planned, whatsoever that has been completed, finalized in the realm of the spirit, we bring them to destruction. Katakaye krakatin dia. Krakotorios brobobos. In Jesus' name we are praying. You are here to pray. You are here to pray. You are here to pray. You are resisting the enemy. And I've already prayed for you that the Lord will strengthen you. You will hold somebody. You will pray as if this is the only prayer you have. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Esther, the enemy determined, said he was going to eliminate all of them. Huh? And Esther said, "Kilo, what is it?" Eh? When you look at verse 4, it talks about when they were planning. And when the King Ahasuerus, they planned and the others, they said they must eliminate. Esther said, "No, we cannot." And the letter was overturned. The plan was overturned. They upturned it. Even it was written down. The law of Sidious and Persia, nobody could do it. But heaven can turn it down. Heaven can reject. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to hold somebody. You're going to pray with all your spirit, with all your soul, with all your heart. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To upturn the plan. To upturn the counsel. To upturn the program. To upturn and abolish. To decree that the blood of the Lamb will speak for this life. The blood of yours speak for this brother. The blood of yours speak for this sister. The blood of the Lamb justify him. The blood of Jesus rescue him. The blood of Jesus deliver him. The blood of Jesus, every pit the enemy has prepared for this life, he will not enter into it. Every grave the enemy has prepared, that grave is closed. Every dungeon, in the name of Jesus. Every scheming, all arrangement from the pit of hell, we agree together by the power of the Most High God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to abolish, we abolish, we abolish, we abolish and terminate, we cancel, we terminate, we reject, we oppose the plan and the plan and program of evil. Every power of grave, we break you down. Every spirit of death, the Lord destroy you. With the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, over all these children, over all the youth, over the adults, over all the men, over all the women, over all the ministers, over all the pastors, over all the workers, the blood, wherever they are, we declare life, 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 life. In the name of Jesus. Rakataboya, Yemakalia Bosa. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And in the name of our Lord Jesus, we have established it. There is no one, no one, no one, no one will die. No one will be lost. No one will be cut down. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Sit down. Let's look from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. And I'm reading verse 12, and I'm going to read to 19, or to 20. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. 13, please let's be fast. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am a chief. I'm chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Yeah. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Amen. Let's stop there. Let's stop time. Because time is just, this is just a foundation. We're going to move. But Paul identified some things about his life. You know, he was a man
who did all manner of things. And if you observe verse 13, he said, I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and injurious. But what happened? But I obtained mercy. May the Lord show you mercy today. Irrespective of whom you have been, whatsoever you have done, may the mercy of the Lord appear unto you today. When our brother was leading us in the morning and was saying you should be crying for mercy, I said, okay. Maybe the Lord wants us to handle this that area. I was thinking the extent we will go so that I know where we will not address again. He has helped us. But the Lord talked about, Paul talked about mercy. 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 But I'm pleading unto the Lord of heaven that mercy will appear unto you today. Irrespective of the judgments, the verdicts the enemy has pronounced, and the consequences of the actions that you have taken, that are hanging, that are waiting for manifestation, I plead that the mercy of the Lord will appear unto you as it appear unto Paul. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture says something. It said he was doing things ignorantly. He was doing things ignorantly. Ignorantly in unbelief. Ignorantly. Many of us here, we have been doing some things ignorantly. People have been talking to you. You know, sometimes you do some things, your heart pricks you, your mind pricks you. And you'll be thinking, how could I get over this thing? And Bible says, just in unbelief has led, put Paul into dungeon for a long time before the Lord showed him mercy. The level of your knowledge, has put you into a cage that has not permitted you to see things. And that makes people to walk in an unbelief. Unbelief. Because of what we hear or what is around us, we do not even believe even what is being declared. And even when we are praying. No wonder Paul wants Timothy. He told him and said, look, fight a good fight of faith. Fight a good fight of faith. Some have shipwrecked their faith. They have shipwrecked it because they did not walk by faith. Where faith is out, nothing can be done. When a man does not trust in God, when a man does not have confidence in the Lord, when some of us, we are just coming to the church as a routine, not to come and say, I'm going to have an encounter. My situation must change. It's not that we are coming to the church and saying, today, there must be a turning around over my issue. When someone will just come casually, to the Lord, to the presence of the Lord, without expectation. No expectation, and say, this is what I need, and I'm presenting it before the Lord. I'm not going to leave. That was what happened to that woman of 12 years of the issue of blood. The woman, she knew
She knew
that the only way out is to put her trust in the Lord. Total trust. And things must happen. Things must change. After all, many also were meeting Christ at that time. Nothing happened to their lives. Today, I'm trusting the Lord that many things will happen in your life today. You have not come to the church, you know, to see friends or to see any pastor. You've come to have an encounter. You've come to receive from the Lord. And so let the power of the Most High God come upon you. You need to declare. Most of us, we cannot even prove God. We cannot prove God. We can't stand and prove God. And that is why we are living a caricature of our lives. We are living in a, you know, we are living in a shadow. We live our lives, you know, our dreams. We live in the dreams. We are not seeing the reality. Because we are not operating in the atmosphere that the God of heaven will come into our lives and situations. But today, there is going to be a change of your story. I said there must be a change. Paul said he was living an ignorant life in unbelief. Ignorant life. In other words, he was living in a deceptive life, a life that the enemy has made him to believe that this is how your life is supposed to be. In other words, they have been made to believe that this is what you should do, continue to believe in. And he was working and operating that level. And that takes us to where we are going now. We are dealing with the spirit of error right now. Yeah, so many things we are going to deal with now. We are going to deal with the spirit of error. The spirit of error is a senior brother or a twin sister, a twin brother of spirit of falsehood and deception. You know, when a life is living in a shadow of himself, the enemy makes you to believe that things, this is how things should be. You're going to pray this morning. You know what happened? A man that like that who lived a life of deception, error, spirit of error, was Saul. When you look at the scripture, I'm reading to you First Samuel chapter 13 to 14. Saul was foolish. The Bible declares he was foolish. And he, because of his foolishness, he lost the kingdom that belonged to him, that God handed over to him. And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now will the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." Things, many of us have lost so many things. Many things that are supposed to be our benefit of the kingdom. Things that the Lord has prepared for people who come to the kingdom. But because of foolishness, Error that the enemy makes you to believe, you have lost it. Today you are going to recover. I said today you are going to recover in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Time is not on our side. You're going to rise on your feet because there are a number of things we need to handle, but we are going to start now. You're going to rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. There are so many foolish things, foolish steps you have taken, foolish talking, foolish actions that you have taken, and they are working against you. Kingdom was cut off from Saul because of a single act. A single act. He acted foolishly. He did what he's supposed not to have done. When others were looking for something, he rose. He said, I could do this. And never recorded against him that this was a foolish and God was angry. And what happened? The plan and purpose for his life and for his generation was severed. His children that are supposed to enter into the inheritance after his death could not enter. Everything about his life ended because of a foolish action. Would you like to pray with me? Will you cry unto the Lord? Every foolish step I have taken, every foolish action that I have taken, every foolish behavior that I have shown, Lord, that is who have been working against me, Lord, I cry unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be merciful to me today. Be gracious to me today. Be merciful. Be merciful. Some of us, we think we are knowledgeable. Some of us, we think we understand. But some actions you have taken, you took, have been done. Everyone sees it as a foolish action. And things have not been working. By the name of the Lord Jesus, things have not been working. Today, things must change in your life. Things must change in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the foolish action on an unbelief and a foolish action, yes, ignorantly, that you have done, you have acted ignorantly. By the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, you will have mercy over our lives tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be merciful, be gracious, be merciful, be merciful, be merciful, be merciful. In the name of the Lord Jesus, if thou, Lord, show mercy upon Paul, who acted ignorantly, who walk ignorantly, foolishly, in an unbelief, merciful Father, that in the name of Jesus, you will be merciful to us, you will be gracious to us, in the name of Jesus, Lord, all evil steps and action, foolishness, Lord. Lord, let mercy, let mercy, let mercy, let mercy, let mercy answer for us. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Sometimes, some of us here, we just don't understand why we act in certain ways. Somehow, you have acted, and you realize that why did you act in this way? Why did you say this? Why did you behave in this way? Sometimes, in an erroneous way, many things, we have been denied of mercies. We have been denied of blessing. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you get to cry out against the spirit of error in your life. Erroneous action. Spirit that makes you to walk ignorantly. Spirit that makes you to walk erroneously. The spirit that makes you to walk against yourself. The spirit that makes you to walk against yourself. The spirit that has been
program to make you to believe that nothing can work in your life. The spirit that makes you to believe that nothing can, that there cannot be a way. The spirit that makes you to believe that God cannot intervene. You can now pray. Use foul spirit. Enough is enough. The spirit of unbelief, erroneous spirit, spirit of error. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, falsehood, deception. What are you doing in this life? Well, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I uproot you from my life today. I root out every evil spirit of deception, the spirit that makes me to believe wrong doctrine, wrong word, that makes me to believe the devil, right even beyond, above the word of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I contend with you. I bring your counsel to naught in the name of Jesus Christ. Krakata. As a spirit that brings wrong results as a result of wrong belief system. Wrong results. It makes you to believe wrong things and you have wrong results. Just because it's an error. It will continue to feed your life with error to make you to believe and have wrong results. By the name of the Lord Jesus, an end has come to the oppression and struggle. And the whole of this strong, the power of this spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The scripture says, in that book of 1 Samuel chapter 11 that we read, the Bible talks about, or chapter 13 rather, the Bible talks about something. The scripture says, thou shall not continue. Thy kingdom shall not continue. You can imagine the hold and the power of Herod. You're going to take over. You're going to take over. You're going to cry, your kingdom must continue in my life. Father, all that I have missed, all that I have missed because of the error, Lord, let there be a recovery. Let heaven recover it for me. By the name of the Lord Jesus, everything I have lost, everything that I've been cut away because of error, by the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord of heaven, everything that I've missed, everything I have, Motisano, lower me, Nitori, Emi Buburui, Oluwa. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, Lord, help me to recover. Lord, help me to recover. By the name of the Lord Jesus, help me to recover. In the name of Jesus, by the name of the Lord Jesus, my kingdom must continue. Maya kata kalia kata yakata. Maria propoko sekere kalaba. Rikata krakata yaba yabaka yakata ya. Make a record, Yabaria Gadareba, Yaka Yaka Raka Daka Yaka Daka Yaka Daya. Rikata ya krobos, remaria banta ya ba. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You're going to decree destruction upon any root of deception that still lives in you. The spirit of deception and its root that still abide in you,
Wrong unbelief, wrong things, the roots here. Go where? Roots where? You begin to cause it to dry. You begin to destroy the working. These things, they must die. In the name of the Lord Jesus, mercy of God must appear unto my life. Concerning this aspect of my life, I can no longer live over in deception, in error again. I can no longer tolerate the oppression of falsehood in my life. I will no longer permit error. No error. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I can no longer be boasting in error. I can no longer be having failure in my life. I can no longer tolerate erroneous belief. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatsoever, everything that is of error, or everything that reflects in error, everything that reflects in falsehood, I root you out. I uproot you in my life. In the name of Jesus, let the yoke be broken. In the name of Jesus, let the power be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10, we're going to skip some things, but we're going to handle two more prayers, or two or three. We're going to handle it before we handle something, and then we close. I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 18. And said unto children of Israel, thus says the Lord God of Israel, that was Samuel that was speaking, I brought up Israel out of Egypt. He came to deliver the message of the Lord, and deliver you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all kingdoms, and of them that oppress you. It is illegal, totally illegal, totally wrong for a child of God to be under bondage. It is totally incorrect for a child of God to be under oppression, because Jesus came. Not only that, every affairs of your life, and they are still in oppression, they are still in oppression, and you are going to bring all those kingdoms down. The kingdoms of affliction and infirmity, the kingdoms of poverty, the kingdoms of delay, by the power of the Most High God, let them begin to break, let them give way, let them crumble, in the name of Jesus. Every form of delay, struggle, kingdom of struggle, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of delay, kingdom of poverty, what are you doing? We break you. Oh, every kingdom that has been in charge of this life, oh Yema Shekayaba, we establish the kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of righteousness over our life, over our soul, spirit, and body. We're bringing all of the kingdom to destruction this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Rika Braba, Yakata Yakata Yakata, Mrakalia Braka Yakata, Yeketeriaka Yakataya, Rakala Braka Yabaka Yakata, Ra Braka, affliction, your kingdom is destroyed. All manner of affliction, backache, headache, in the name of Jesus. blockhead in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. All blockhead, all manner of failure, break in the name of Jesus. We dismantle structure, we dismantle all controlling force in the name of Jesus. Rakos, all evil kingdoms, all evil kingdoms, all strange kingdoms that have been in charge of these lives, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus has come to take over. The kingdom of Christ has come to take over. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. For in the kingdom of the Lord, kingdom of life, kingdom of truth and righteousness. Yeka yakata la maria baba baba rikere bobo zeke ya likra baya baya bakata zete ya rikaya kidea mekanda ya meria probos rikra kata ya. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. When we sing this song with all our heart, with all our soul, I only need only two people, not everybody. I just only need two people. And they will sing with all their hearts. They will sing. All those who are in the spirit, you'll sing, you'll sing. And are we going to sing that song? I want you to release yourself into the Lord and declare, Lord, establish your kingdom upon my life. Lord, let your kingdom reign. Lord, let your throne reign. Let every other kingdom over this body, let it collapse and crumble. Every other kingdom, let it give way. And the song says, I don't know whether they know it, kingdom come by power. Kingdom come by power. You know the song? Kingdom come by power, by power.
Alice.
Kingdom come.
By power, by power, by power, kingdom, kingdom come by power,
by power, kingdom come by power, by power, kingdom, kingdom.
Just pray, you pray as the song is going. Let the kingdom of the Lord be established. Let the kingdom of Jehovah God be established. Let the kingdom of the Lord thy God. Let the kingdom of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom, kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom, kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom, kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom, kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom, kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom, kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom, kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom, kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power.
Kingdom come. Heavenly Father, every kingdom that the enemy and the adversary have brought up to rule over your people, this morning, by the power of the Almighty God, we overthrow them in the mighty name of Jesus. For it is written, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is the Lord. Everything that he raised up against the peace, the joy, and the testimony of people contrary to the word of God. Now today, I overthrow the mighty name of Jesus. Father, everything that your people have lost, everything that the enemy has taken away from your people, every right, privilege, and joy of your people that the enemy has stolen, by the mighty hand and power of God, let them be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hands in this song, "How Great Is Our God." How great is our God.
Sing with me, how great is our God.
Project for me 1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 2 to 3. How great is our God. I want to show you something there, and we're going to sing that song. I'm going to round up. And when the Philistines to the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon, placing the power of darkness beside the covenant of God. There's a covenant of God upon your life, but the enemy is bringing his power to cohabit and overthrow the counsel and the will of God for your life. The Philistine, they brought the ark of God and they put it beside Dagon. Verse 3. And what happened? Verse 3. And when day of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ark before the ark of the Lord. Lift up your hand. This morning, every Dagon that the enemy has brought over your life to overshadow or to compete with the covenant of God, begin to pray that now they are overthrown, they are destroyed. Just say 1 minute and I'm going to render. Maska papa pa rigegegege ragagagaga sabal rugegegege skepo rangagula baba rekekekekeke rangagagagaga ringagagagaga sabal rangagaga sapo roboboko skoboli baba raanda kuska baba reeguska baba raandu kakakaka rengegege skepoliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every power, every authority, every force that is competing with your cancer, with your power in the lives of your people. Today, I overthrow them in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy has stolen, let them be restored back to your people in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you, the enemy has stolen your joy. Today, receive back in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you, the enemy has stolen your peace. Let it be restored to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some people's earth have been stolen. Some people's promotion, some people progress, some people advancement have been tampered by the enemy. Today I decree restoration in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, let every door that is closed unto your people be open.
Amen.
The song we sang this morning by the choir say, open up. Let every gate that is shut again open up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every door of opportunity that is shut against your people be opened up in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let every womb that the enemy has sealed and closed, that the medical situation and circumstances has closed, let those womb open up this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Every closed arena of joy, every closed pavilion of testimony, every closed chapter of lifting, today for your people, let it be opened up. Let them be opened up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the door of testimony in abundance be opened to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Open your gates unto your people. Open your heavens over their lives. Let heaven be open over them in Jesus' name. I pray for more grace for your servant. I pray for more anointing and more inspiration. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.